Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dusty, in quarter number two, we looked at the college football playoffs. That leads to this question. How far away is Penn State from being a playoff team?
Boy, I mean, it's we joked about it off air. Like, there's a short answer and there's a long answer to this thing. The short answer is pretty far. the longer answer obviously has more nuance than that. And I think, you know, we haven't really had this conversation since the start of the 2020 season and everything that we just took in. So this is still a fresh conversation, especially with the playoff going on right now and the championship game coming up. So Penn State's got its hands full, got its work cut out for this program. You know, the quarterback spot, you know, we come out of 2020 with that feeling like a bigger problem than it was going into 2020. So it's hard to really say that they're anywhere closer when you don't really know like who the quarterback of the future is and if you've got the right guy for that job. So with that in mind, I mean, they still feel pretty far off to me.
A few years ago, I believe, was it 2016 that they won the Big Ten championship? And you could argue that they were on the cusp of the college football playoffs. Since then, they've had a couple 11-win seasons, a couple of New Year's Six bowl games. But also in that, they've had a couple of what you might call down years in recruiting in 2020 and 2021. Has that put them even further away?
I think that dynamic absolutely does. You know, if they were, you know, they had a shot to maybe seize the momentum from 2016. I think they largely did everything they could. Like, look at the 18 and 19 classes. They were classes that would keep Penn State in that maybe once every 3 or 4 years they can cycle up and take a run at this thing. But then 2020 and 2021, you know, they are both classes where Penn State is banking on their evaluations being better and more accurate than the national recruiting people. And that could very well be true. But I think where Penn State is from a recruiting standpoint is that it's not really good enough anymore to get a bunch of solid kids in a class. And that's what the 20 and 21 classes look like, is that maybe some of these guys can go from three stars to special, but they're in a situation where they don't really, obviously you're always trying to fill the pipeline up with solid guys. What's been lacking is you've been lacking guys with superstar potential. And I feel like that's the difference between where Penn State is and where they want to be, is that, you know, that over the course of maybe 3 or 4 recruiting cycles of getting 4 or 5 five-star guys, and continue and getting 1 or 2 of those every single cycle. So you do have those real studs everywhere. Penn State's going to have some, but I would argue that it's just not enough.
All right, let's talk the superstars, Dustin. Great segue. You led into, I did my homework. All right, let's define those elite stud players as the 5-star players. So what does that mean, a 5-star player? Typically in the rankings, every year, there are approximately 32, 33, 34 of these 5-star kids throughout the entire country. And that's how what gets supplied to all the teams throughout the country, all right? There's only a handful, 30-some. Let's talk about where these kids go and how that compares with Penn State. I went back over the last 3 years. I think that's what's relevant going into a season. You go back 4 years, those 5-star players are already gone. They're in the NFL. Here's what happened. Over that 3-year span, Alabama has 12 of these guys, 5-star recruits. Clemson, 9. Ohio State, 11. Georgia, 12. LSU, 8. Want to guess how many Penn State has had over the last 3 years?
It's not a guess because I think you just told me it was 1, right?
Exactly. It was 1. So if you want to expand even that elite player from the five stars, the top 34 players in the country, to the top 100 players in the country, in the last 3 years, Ohio State has 23 of them. Care to guess how many Penn State has?
Over the last 3 years, top 100 guys, I would say maybe four.
Actually, eight. Now, okay. five of them came in 2019. So over the last 2 years, they've had three, whereas Ohio State has had 19. So if you want to start to determine how far away is Penn State, you've got to start right there, don't you, with recruiting?
You have to start right there, and then I think you have to say, okay, Georgia and LSU, I mean, when it comes to just five-star recruiting, they're at least keeping pace with the big three. So there's also a question in there of, okay, what's wrong with those teams? You know, I think Penn State's doing the little things probably better than, you know, almost every other team outside of those three. They're developing and they're getting the most out of three stars and they're doing that. I think they need to complement that with getting more elite talent. I think Georgia and LSU need to complement their ability to get elite talent because they're going to slip and fall over five stars in Louisiana and Georgia and playing in the SEC and being the blue bloods that they are. So they need to do the little things better and develop better and run their programs better and that kind of thing. So they're lacking in an area that I think is inherently more fixable than Penn State is lacking. But I would say, you know, Penn State is close. They're not on Georgia or LSU's level, especially, you know, LSU came back to earth, but they just won a national title. Georgia has been in the playoff a couple times. They've been knocking on the door. They've got all that talent. So Penn State's not on their level, but they're close. You know, they're close to being on that level. So, but I think it underscores the whole point here, right? That Penn State probably just needs to get another top 100 player or two out of every single cycle.
And Dustin, I'm really glad you brought up Georgia and LSU because that brings up another topic which is often brought up when you talk about these elite teams, and that's the quarterback position and how important is quarterback at getting you to the playoffs. And our buddy Steve from Potomac, Washington area, he hammers it home to me all the time about the quarterback play. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about Georgia and LSU. Georgia, among their 12, you know, five-star guys over the last several years, was a recruit by the name of Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Who transferred from Georgia to Ohio State, and Ohio State is playing for the national championship, and Georgia did not even make the playoff. Had Justin Fields not transferred, had he stayed at Georgia, would Georgia be that playoff team and Ohio State be on the outside looking in?
I mean, those two teams could not make the point of it needing an elite quarterback better if they tried. So in Georgia's case, you know, Kirby Smart chose wrong. You know, he banked on Jake Fromm and he, you know, and I understand the complexity of that decision. Of having a guy who had experienced success and led their team to a really nice year. And how do you take him out of the starting role? Well, it takes some bold thinking to entertain that idea. He was not a bold thinker in that situation. Lost Justin Fields. And I think that's been a real defining factor in their inability to kind of take that next step. They struggled at that position in 2020. And then LSU, they go into the portal. They catch lightning in a bottle with Joe Burrow, and certainly they deserve some credit for getting the most out of him. But now you see them, they're back in the market for trying to find that their next quarterback. So, you know, I think the ability to maintain elite programs is about recruiting five stars, as Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State would show you. But it's also, you know, there's been a pretty continuous line of really good quarterback play in all three of those schools. So it's a combination of those things. I think you need that elite base of talent. You need to be able to win the battle up front on both sides, but you also need to have a quarterback who can win you games. And LSU hasn't been consistent there. Georgia hasn't been consistent there. And Penn State's another school on that list that hasn't been consistent there.
And let us not forget, Justin Fields originally committed to Penn State. Had he followed through with that commitment to Penn State, again, where would Penn State be this year with Justin Fields as their quarterback? And Ohio State did not have Justin Fields.
There are so many what ifs there. Would he have still been the player that we saw this past weekend? Probably, because he looks like an extremely special, not only quarterback prospect, but an individual who's got the mental makeup. Like, he looks like he had the makeup to really make it to that level, no matter who was coaching him. So I think Penn State would have a very different conversation. I think a difference maker at quarterback, a true difference maker at quarterback, not somebody who's managing a game, but somebody who you build the entire offense around and you put the ball in their hands and you say, go out and win the game. Penn State doesn't have that guy right now. They probably would have if they got to the finish line with Justin Fields. Now, certainly, who knows what happens if these different paths had gone a different way. But I think Justin Fields could have been potentially the guy who got Penn State up to another level.
One more note on this quarterback thing, Dustin. This is something that I talked about over the summer. Went through the numbers again. I think it bears repeating. I do believe the quickest way to become a playoff team is having that elite quarterback. And you think of Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Tua and those guys who were five-star recruits. But the fact is, to get that elite quarterback, it doesn't necessarily have to be the five-star guy. Joe Burrow, who was that elite guy for LSU, his high school ranking was no different than Sean Clifford's. So you can be an elite quarterback without being a five-star quarterback coming out of high school, correct?
Yeah, and that's where Penn State's got to kind of banking on, is that their ability to seek out the right guy with the right makeup, the right skill set, and to be able to develop that guy can turn their three-star into a five-star. And it's not a horrible strategy, obviously, and I think they've been successful with Trace McSorley doing that, but it doesn't really put the odds in your favor. I mean, if you're going to be in that level with the top three, you're not only developing three stars into five-star producers, you're developing five stars into six-star producers. That's Justin Fields.
That's exactly it. And the question will become, you know, does Penn State have that quarterback on their roster? Who knows? I mean, a year ago, you were saying Sean Clifford was going to be the next Joe Burrow, right?
I'm going to say that tomorrow again, too. No, I mean, Burrow gave him hope.
Okay, that's going to have to be it for quarter number three. Stick around, quarter number four. We're going to talk about the importance of this 2022 recruiting class. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.